Ladies and gentlemen, we're halfway to our goal.
Yay! Save the whales.
Guess who?
Beetlejuice, I can't talk to you right now.
What you doing that the old bee guy can't get his head into?
Answering phones for the Save the Whales telethon. Whoa!
Telethon? You mean raking in piles of dough just for answering the phone?
No, I mean raising money for a good cause.
I have a good cause. Cause I need the money.
You'd never get away with it.
Listen, if you can't get away with it, what's the point, huh?
Beetlejuice, for a telethon to work, you have to believe in something, like saving whales.
Hey, I believe someone's listening in on our split-screen phone call. And I got a feeling it's a nosy pair of lips using alligator clips and earphones. Wow! Wow! Let's go! I thought so. Call you back, Liz.
He's gonna get in trouble. I just know it. But I can't leave. Hello, Save the Whales telethon.
All right, lips for brains. What's the big idea?
What's your big idea, Beetlejuice? I mean, you have some scam going, don't you, huh? Let me in on it. How about it? What do you say, Beetlejuice?
Look, Lipscomb, every time I get involved with you, I get into more trouble than I normally would on my own. Know what I mean? And that tees me up. That really gets my goat. I'm really off-ended. So split, Lips. You're getting the boot. Lucky guy. Landed right in the garbage truck. I love the smell of garbage in the morning. It smells like garbage. Now let's see. A good cause like saving the whales. That's it.
Who ever heard of a Save the Smells telethon?
Lydia said we need a good cause. Sour milk, save it. Moldy cheese. Hey, how'd that get in there? That's a keeper. Hi, how you doing?
I can understand saving the smell of flowers and foot powder, but my old sneaker?
Hey, if you want to be on my smell-a-thon, you gotta contribute. Oh, yeah.
But nobody saves smelly things.
Exactly my point. Why do people discard these wonderful smells? Destroy them, eradicate them, wash them from the netherworld. Besides, like Lydia said,
The better the cause, the bigger the box.
Somehow I doubt Lydia used those exact words.
Beetlejuice! Beetlejuice? This smell-a-thon better not be another one of your scammers. After all, smells mean very little to a skeleton without a nose.
Let me explain something to you, Jacques. You gotta sweat if you want to make your gym socks truly smelly. Now, I'll wear them for a couple of minutes. Let me think. What are we missing? There's Lipscomb.
Lipscomb?
Why in the world would you want that big mouth around?
You guys are talking about me. I love it when you talk about me. It makes me feel important.
Lipscomb has a personality even more annoying than you have, Beetlejuice.
Was that a compliment? What do you think? Help me out here. No, you nimrod! There's Lipscomb! Lipscomb, I thought I told you!
I've got a terrific smell for you, Beetlejuice. I do, I really do.
I need this guy like I need another hole in my head. Anyone feel a draft besides me?
I brought a smelly thong for your smell-a-thong. Go ahead, smell it, smell it.
It's not a smell-a-thong, Halitosis head. It's a smell-a-thon! Oh, I must admit. That's a pretty good one you got going there. Tell me, what kind of fungus do you use?
This is, without a doubt, the most disgusting episode I've been in. If Lipscomb is helping with the smell-a-thon, I'm leaving.
I am with you, Ginger.
Let me put you on hold and get right back to you. Come on, guys. Let's not fight. I hate it when we fight. Besides, if you guys leave, what'll I do for stupid acts for the talent show?
Talent? I can't wait to finally show the whole Netherworld my tap dancing.
Oui, and I will demonstrate aerobics for the physique magnifique.
Sometimes, Jack, I don't know if you're pumping up or cracking up.
And I'll whistle.
I'm ready to be on TV, Beetlejuice!
It's a smell-a-thon, Hairball. What do you have to contribute other than your general barnyard essence?
Why, my little poopsie, of course. I ain't giving him a bath in nigh on to 2 years.
You're in.
And now, Netherworld Television proudly presents the first annual Smell-a-thon. And here's your host, the ghost with the most odors, Beetlejuice.
You're beautiful. Just beautiful. Thank you. Please, yes, thank you. Great. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks very much. Stagehands. You know I love them. Welcome to the Smell-a-thon. We have some great entertainment for you tonight. We have Jacques Lally, who's going to try to smell like sweat for you. We have Ginger the Tap Dancing Spider, who has more than the average number of smelly feet. And, of course, the monster across the street, whose odor needs no introduction.
And me, don't forget me.
Oh, yeah, Lipscomb's gonna sing for you, so get those earmuffs ready. But most of all, we're going to entertain you with garbage.
Ew, I knew this was gonna get gross.
But Ginger, garbage attracts flies. And as a spider, you do like flies, Nespa?
Well, I gotta admit, you got a point there.
Who cares about poor, unloved garbage? You do! And if you want to save that great smell garbage makes, give us a call at 555-REEK. Then give us your cash. That's right. With your help, we can save these endangered smells. Fermenting gunk. Stagnant ponds. rotten fish, burned out meat, swamp gas.
Kind of reminds me of my mom's home cooking.
Stinky cabbage, smelly socks, my fridge, armpits, and don't forget bad breath. What, you may ask, do these smells all have in common? If you don't send in your dough, these stinks will become extinct. So go to those phones and call now.
Beetlejuice, can we please get on with the show?
In a minute, Ginge. I'm waiting for the phones to start ringing. I don't get it. The phone should be ringing off the hook. Ring! All right. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Things are really gonna get smelly. Right after this word from Mars Blossom. We're back. Maybe you folks, want to see some entertainment first. Well, we can't give you that, but we do have Ginger the Tap Dancing Spider. She has a lot of feet. And what would a smellathon be without a lot of feet? Here she is, a Ginger. This is getting us nowhere. No money either. I'd better spice up the entertainment. Into knots for my smell-a-thon.
Oh, give me a smell like the disgusting smell out of where the buffalo roam. What in tar hooties?
I should be ashamed of myself. And so should you folks if you don't phone in and help save the smell.
Beetlejuice, are you pulling pranks on everybody?
So look at me.
It'll be a pleasure.
Spiders, they're so high strung. Hey, Jack, get out here and entertain the folks while I go see Lydia.
Is it Seth?
Of course it is. I'm leaving.
Well then, voila!
Ah! Sacré bleu!
Save the whales! Oh, thank you, Mrs. Spumoni. And the whales, thank you. Huh?
This.
Beetlejuice, what are you doing?
Oh, I started my own telethon. I'm trying to save all the smells of the Netherworld.
Why, that's great, Beetlejuice. Then you did find a cause to believe in.
Yeah, but nobody's calling in. What's your secret?
Well...
Attention, everyone. Klump Industries has just pledged $1,000. They said it was because that baby whale was so darn cute.
Cute? That's it.
Beetlejuice...
Sappy Face Ghouls Clubhouse, Slimy speaking. Oh, hi, Beetlejuice.
I'm putting on the smell-a-thon, and I could use your help.
Sure, Beetlejuice, we'd love to. Beetlejuice wants our help. Great, I love helping Beetlejuice. We always get into so much trouble. Yeah, it's fun.
Let's go!
Guess I thought of everything.
Yeah, Beetlejuice, you're forgetting the commercial.
Huh? Oh, yeah. And now a word from our sponsor.
Welcome, friends, to Bury Me Not Scamorama, the largest collection of scams in the Netherworld.
Would I lie to you?
Of course I would. So scum on down. Why not try the old shell game? It's sure to be a runaway hit. So, you Netherworld citizens, walk, run, crawl, or slither on down for our Scamorama special, where it's two scams for the price of three.
Sorry!
Aren't they cute? When the Netherworld TV audience gets a load of those sappy faces, let the cash flow begin! Now here's the scam. We're trying to keep people from ruining the Netherworld by getting rid of all these wonderful smells.
Gee, Beetlejuice, that's terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Save it for the TV audience, okay? Friends, open your hearts and your wallets to these adorable little moppets.
What's wrong with the smell of stinky socks?
Dirt and mold smell great, too.
Why are people trying to get rid of these smells by doing laundry and giving us baths?
Hey, you kids are right. We can't let them get rid of those smells. This smell-a-thon isn't for me, friends. No, it's for everybody with a nose.
And I have no nose.
Oh, don't worry, bony buddy. I'll smell for you.
Send in your money so these kids can grow up in a world filled with the same awful, rotten odors we remember. So pick up that phone and give.
Or our future won't stink like yours did.
And thank you all for making this year's telethon a whale of a success. We couldn't have done it without our volunteers.
I can't wait to tell Beetlejuice.
This is my good side. It's greener.
And we only did it because Beetlejuice said you wanted us to, Lydia.
Is that true, Beetlejuice?
Ha! She did it because she wanted to be in television. I did it to save the smells of the Netherworld.
Come on, Beetlejuice. The truth.
All right, Lids. I admit it. At first I thought, hey, I conned the staffs out of a few bucks. Then I realized, saving the smells is something I really believe in. Heart and nose.
That's great, Beetlejuice.
Please, Lydia, you don't actually believe him.
I have to, Ginger. You see, Beetlejuice would never lie to me. He'd lie to you and everyone else, but not to me. Right, Beetlejuice?
Okay, I'll prove it! Open the curtain! I want to assure the Netherworld, and especially my friend, Lydia, that every dime of this money will go to saving the smells in all. Hey, what are y'all looking at?
It's been stolen!
Stolen?
What?
But I didn't do it! The one time in my life I didn't do it, and even I wouldn't believe me!
Extra! Extra! It's Pink and Beetlejuice Smell-a-thon! You've gotta be guilty!
Since no trace of the Smell-a-thon money has been found, the public opinion is beginning to swell against Beetlejuice!
What is it, Pete?
It's public opinion, Beetlejuice. It's risen up against you.
It will step on my feet.
Oh, it'll step on my little poopsies.
This is great.
Don't worry, fellow smell-a-tears. I'll simply use my putrid powers on it.
Ow.
Whoa! Cajun cooking.
Beetlejuice, even your magic can't sway public opinion. We'll have to find the money and give it back.
Give back the money, Beetlejuice!
I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
But Liz, I didn't take the money.
Then let's find out who did. Those three are pretty good suspects. But even they wouldn't be that low.
Hey, that's an insult. Yeah, we could be that low. Yeah.
He might have had a hand in it.
You know, anyone that would try to feather their own nest with that dough may find themselves in a ticklish situation. Goochie, goochie, goo! Gee, Liz, are we gonna save the smells now?
Yeah! Don't worry, Beetlejuice. We'll put on another smell-a-thon.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
And this time, I'll help.
Great! We'll show them. We'll all work together and really stink up the place.
Yeah,
all right. C'est bon! Yippee!
I certainly hope I'm not in that episode.